go through his book. Sometimes, yes, he brings in something from Muhammad, but it goes to the Moses because he says, you are the mixture of Pharaoh and Moses. That's what I'm talking about. I don't even say, your ego is the Pharaoh. So I interpret the stories as he does it. Yes.
Again, and by the night is his occultation and his earthen rust-dark body. When his sun rose from that sky, it is said to the night, it said to the night of the body, lo, he has not forsaken thee. Mm-hmm. Union was made manifest out of the essence of affliction. That sweetness of union was expressed by, he has not hated. In fact, every expression is the symbol of a state. The state is as a hand, while the expression is a tool.
Okay. Could you make a sense of all of this? I don't blame you, because it's very complicated. He is playing with the words in a very beautiful way, but in Persian language, of course, and Arabic, and we mix them both. But he's talking about what? He talked about, he said, okay, there was one time that there was no good and bad. Good and bad starts with the message, with the understanding, this spirituality, right? When the spirituality arrives, then we will be divided, we'll be put in the baskets, we'll be in the order. There will be the fellows of light and the fellows of darkness. Then what? What do you think when I say that? Suddenly you said, let's kill the other ones. Because that's the animal logic in you, which thinks, do you remember? You think it's black or white? It's day or night? Because that's the logic. Because for this is on or off. Is zero and one like the computer. That's not what we are talking about. Because when we say we mean we, not us. That little we that we bring in, the enlightened fellow, are the fewest. Remember, this is not the rule. This is not even claimed to be for everyone. Doesn't mean that the one who is not enlightened should be eliminated. No. He said, listen, even the night is good. Because if there was no night, there was no night. Even the lost soul are good. Because if there was no chance of being lost, the path didn't have a meaning. If the separation was not real, rejoining has no meaning. Here we are not talking about opposition and fighting. Do not judge. Just don't love. Ah, you forgot. You remember the emblem of Abraham I opened? Look at the children of Abraham. They interpret that what? I hate the others. There is no hope over there. He was talking about, I don't love the temporary one. He didn't say, I hate the temporary one. But you could interpret it. So Rumi went through a lot of explanation that, listen, when over there we say, we don't love the temporary, don't go to the extreme to kill the animal. You remember, it's forbidden if you torture this animal, remember? Because it's not yours. It is lended to you. You have no right to torture this. Remember? We bring it out of the Quranic stories, yes. But it's the rule here. Because this is lended to you. You have to attend to it first. Don't exceed. Attend to yourself. Remember, in this level, rule, yes, no good and bad, so what? In the spiritual level, there will be good and bad, right? We talk about love. What is the opposite of love? Don't dare to think it has opposite, because love, what is love?
It's truth. It's truth.
No. Do not create something. Go back to this thinking. You should remember the saying of Rumi about it. That's the way to learn. Right at the beginning of this, he explained it. Love is the subject that he explained it in one book. He repeated it at the beginning with one verse, that what is being in love. Then he explained what love is. Remember that? One line. Do you remember it?
No, I wasn't here, but I remember you said last
remember.
Time.
Remember. Next time, please, next time you come here, at least go through this book from the beginning. Because at this beginning, at the end of it, he will say love is limitless, because it's the adjective of Haq. And he did something that you should remember. Do you remember? Yuhubbuhum and yuhubbunahu. He said yuhubbuhum is all, yuhubbunahu is nonsense. What is yuhubbunahu? Who are the people who love him? Ha ha! That's the exception. The rule is, yes, yuhubbuhum, yuhubbunahu. He said, I don't believe in that rule. Because hope is his career. Hope is the adjective of Haq. Us in it? Oh, give me a break. This is some opening. You have to read it, I'm sorry. You can always skip this book, because we go back to that again and again. Here, he said, remember, I'm talking about hope. And that doesn't go to the temporary stuff, because it's permanent. Again, the night is his graciousness to let go. Do not bring it out in the public, your dirty laundry. That's what he does. He will forgive you, he will do that. Satar means he's covering up for you. In a way, he doesn't give your worst side to be visible. That's what the night is. And that's what this is. Look at this. This is covering me, doesn't it? So this is my night. This is covering for me. Because of this, you don't see. If you could see my spirit, I've nowhere to hide. But I'm hiding in this, right? That this earthly body is that darkness that he offered to you. Then his son will come up and will talk to this nightly physical existence of you and will say, ha, you thought I forgot? I'm here. He will go away, he will come back. Because union comes from what? You tell me. I say union. Comes from?
Separation.
And that's the non... that's the worst stuff, right? But that's what it is. Union comes after separation. So separation is the promotion of a union. Don't think why the separation. Why I'm not enlightened? Why am I not find it? This is just the challenge for the game to go on. This is the night part. Every sentence is showing a feeling. I don't know how to translate it really, but I know that the stuff that Nicholson did doesn't make sense to me. In Persian, it's very complicated. Because he starts with Ibarat. And Ibarat is something very silly. Because you talk to Persian, this is Persian language, right? and they will tell you, yes, Ibarat means sentence. Is that right? For all Iranians, Ibarat is sentence. Because we don't care about the verb which is the pathway, ubur. Because with the sentence you travel from somewhere to someone else. But that doesn't exist in Persian language.
You remember Rumi's studies in Arabic.
He knows what Ibarat is. So he uses it as a double-edged sword. Every Ibarat is a sign of a halat. And halat is hal. And is the situation at the same time.
So every sentence or every passage is a sign of a feeling, a passion, or a condition or situation.
Then he will say, hal is like the hand, and ibarat is the instrument in the hand.
Remember that ibarat is instrument that I use to explain myself to you. Rumi is talking like this, that this is the ibarat, right? I'm writing this to talk to you, and the feeling and passion is like the hand, and this is the tool I'm using.
What else can I do? The goldsmith has a tool, right? Give the tool of the goldsmith to the shoemaker. What will happen? Zilch. Because every fellow should use the instrument that suits that profession. Right? That's why we are talking and I'm giving you these sentences. I gave you a sentence and I claim that this was the flag of Abraham. I gave you a sentence. La uhibbul afilin. This is a tool for you to use to try to stop yourself loving the temporary stuff. And I do it, why? Because this is what I have in hand. Because I'm talking to you. Because I'm somebody. I know that I'm narrating a story and I'm narrating some verses which Hasanuddin is writing down, and that fellow will pay a little bit attention to it hundreds of years later. This is what I have. We use different tools. Do you remember my fellow traveler, this Mansur? You know what Mansur is? Mansur means the... The one who conquered, who finished the what is Nasr?
Mansur.
Victory. Victory.
Oh, finally, I said that's what? Right.
This Mansur to us is the victor one. You know who was the victor one? Oh my God, this story is so lovely. And it's not a story, it's still really happened now. But for us, it's history, it doesn't matter. The fellow is 75 years old man. At the age of 60, he is imprisoned because he said, "An al-haq." And they said, "Oh, I beg your pardon?" He said, "An al-haq." He said, okay, doesn't matter. He meant, anama al-haq, means he meant, I'm with haq. He said, no. They stopped him, they imprisoned him 15 years. Torture. By torture, I mean they skinned him. Yeah. Then they hung him. Up there, he was an al-haq. You don't understand. You don't get it. Because Haq is here. He will bring the story of this fellow to explain the tools, to say, listen, tool is tool. Do not be fooled by the tool. Whatever is here, you know how holy this book is to me, but this is a tool.
I don't know.